Pope Benedict said the screening just 3 days before the anniversary of his predecessor's death brought to life the phases of John Paul II's legacy and reminded him of the late Pope's vibrant words to condemn the oppression of totalitarian regimes, murderous violence and war.
I sentimenti che sorgono spontanei dal cuore questa sera.
The Pope said the movie showed the figure of a tireless prophet of hope and peace who walked the paths of the world to communicate the gospel to all. The film tells the story of John Paul's pontificate from his election in 1978 through his active and globe-trotting pontificate to the protracted suffering of his last days, April 2005. Over the weekend, the late Pope will be remembered with masses and other ceremonies throughout the world, including in Wadowice, the small southern Polish town where he was born, Karol Wojtyła, in 1920, and in Krakow, where he served as a priest and archbishop. A key moment in celebrations for the Polish nation will come when Pope Benedict addresses crowds in the capital, Krakow, by video hookup.
The late Pope John Paul II was very important personality of the 20th century and of the breakthrough between the second and the third millennium.
Zbigniew Nowakowski is a Polish intellectual who knew Pope John Paul II and who acts as an advisor for the Pontifical Council for the Laity here at the Vatican. He says that John Paul is viewed by his countrymen as their greatest son.
I think nobody would dare to write the world's history at the end of 20th century without mentioning his role as one of the key figures.
But the world's attention will be focused here on the Vatican this weekend to witness the current Pope, Benedict XVI, mark the legacy of his predecessor. TV satellites and cameras have already taken up position along the Via della Conciliazione, where events begin Sunday evening, April 2nd, the night of John Paul's death, with a rosary and vigil in St. Peter's Square. Their presence, in a way, re-evokes the amazing atmosphere of that April evening when people of all nations and creeds said goodbye to a man who made history and a pope who changed the way Christians across the world live their faith. So says Cardinal Francis Arinze, president of the Pontifical Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments.
He didn't teach new doctrine, no, but with such clarity and force, he had a way to help us realize that we are not alone. The youth, together. Think of World Youth Day. Families, together. University students, together. Religious, together. Even politicians, also time for them. Here is a great pontiff in our times.